Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Tuesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
Lord, why do you stand afar off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires. The covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride, the wicked says, "He will not punish. There is no God." Such are his thoughts. His path is ever untroubled. Your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies regard him with contempt. He thinks, "Never shall I falter. Misfortune shall never be my lot." His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds. The innocent he murders in secret. His eyes are on the watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart, "God forgets, he hides his face, he does not see." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart, he will not punish? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it. You take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Rise up, Lord, in defense of your people. Do not hide your face from our troubles. Father of orphans, wealth of the poor, we rejoice in making you known. May we find comfort and security in times of pain and anxiety.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished. Truth has gone from the sons of men. Falsehood they speak one to another, with lying lips, with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongue that speaks high-sounding words, those who say, our tongue is our strength, our lips are our own, who is our master? For the poor who are oppressed and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us forever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Your light is true light, Lord, and your truth shines like the day. Direct us to salvation through your life-giving words. May we be saved by always embracing your word.
The words of the Lord are true. Like silver from the furnace.
The Lord teaches the humble his way.
He guides the gentle-hearted along the right path.
From the Book of Job. Job said, I have made an agreement with my eyes and entertained no thoughts against a maiden. But what is man's lot from God above? His inheritance from the Almighty on high? Is it not calamity for the unrighteous, and woe for evildoers? Does he not see my ways, and number all my steps? Let God weigh me in the scales of justice, Thus will he know my innocence. If I have walked in falsehood, and my foot has hastened to deceit, if my steps have turned out of the way, and my heart has followed my eyes, or any stain clings to my hands, then may I sow, but another eat of it, or may my planting be rooted up. Had I refused justice to my manservant or to my maid, when they had a claim against me, what then should I do when God rose up? What could I answer when he demanded an account? Did not he who made me in the womb make him? Did not the same one fashion us before our birth? If I have denied anything to the poor, or allowed the eyes of the widow to languish while I ate my portion alone, with no share in it for the fatherless, though like a father, God has reared me from my youth, guiding me even from my mother's womb. If I have seen a wanderer without clothing, or a poor man without covering, whose limbs have not blessed me when warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have raised my hand against the innocent because I saw that I had supporters at the gate, then may my arm fall from the shoulder, my forearm be broken at the elbow. For the dread of God will be upon me, and his majesty will overpower me. Oh, that I had one to hear my case, and that my accuser would write out his indictment. Surely I should wear it on my shoulder, or put it on me like a diadem. Of all my steps I should give him an account. Like a prince I should present myself before him.
Does not calamity befall the wicked, and disaster the evildoers?
The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, observing the evil and the good.
Does he not see my ways and count all my steps?
The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, observing the evil and the good.
A reading from the teachings of St. Dorotheus, Abbot. The man who finds fault with himself accepts all things cheerfully, misfortune, loss, disgrace, honor, and any other kind of adversity. He believes that he is deserving of all these things, and nothing can disturb him. No one could be more at peace than this man. But perhaps you will offer me this objection. Suppose my brother injures me, and on examining myself, I find that I have not given him any cause. Why should I blame myself? Certainly, if someone examines himself carefully and with a fear of God, he will never find himself completely innocent. He will see that he has given some provocation by an action, a word, or by his manner. If he does find that he is not guilty in any of these ways, certainly he must have injured that brother somehow at some other time. Or perhaps he has been a source of annoyance to some other brother. For this reason, he deserves to endure the injury because of many other sins that he has committed on other occasions. Someone else asks, why should he be accusing himself when he was sitting peacefully and quietly when a brother came upon him with an unkind or insulting word? He cannot tolerate it. And so he thinks that his anger is justified. If that brother had not approached him and said these words and upset him, he never would have sinned. This kind of thinking is surely ridiculous and has no rational basis. For the fact that he has said anything at all in this situation breaks the cover on the passionate anger within him, which is all the more exposed by his excessive anxiety. If he wished, he would do penance. He has become like a clean, shiny grain of wheat that, when broken, is full of dirt inside. The man who thinks that he is quiet and peaceful has within him a passion that he does not see. A brother comes up, utters some unkind word, and immediately the venom and mire that lie hidden within him are spewed out. If he wishes mercy, he must do penance, purify himself, and strive to become perfect. He will see that he should have returned thanks to his brother instead of returning the injury, because his brother has proven to be an occasion of profit to him. It will not be long before he will no longer be bothered by these temptations. The more perfect he grows, the less these temptations will affect him. For the more the soul advances, the stronger and more powerful it becomes in bearing the difficulties that it meets.
Truly I know that no man can stand justified before God.
Who am I to answer God? And choose words against him.
God puts no trust in his holy ones, and even the heavens are not pure in his sight.
Who am I to answer God and choose words against him?
Let us pray. O God, whose providence never fails in its design, keep from us, we humbly beseech you, all that might harm us, and grant all that works for our good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.